But
Sharon's
oh,
done lost her mind.
Sharon, she left her knitting needle right in that candy. Oh, I know.
But
It
you
was
know,
a
my
defining moment though. That was when the world changed, man.
yes,
I stand by that. That's when the world changed, man. When we had to start checking our candy,
checking your
all it was
candy.
over. It
Yeah,
was over. The good times were
it
over.
was done. America was done.
America, the decline began right then.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Everybody, we are at episode 110.
That's right, 110. Glad you guys are here. Thanks for joining.
And yeah,
Be
Holly's
sure to share.
broadcasting.
Be sure to share. Hey, we haven't asked them to like share us with anyone in a
Oh,
while.
yeah.
If you want, if you feel like it would be something that, you know, some, because if you like us, then probably the people you like will like us. Or, as I've said before, if there's someone you hate and you would like to send us to the, I mean, that's fine too. Whatever.
Right. Because it could go either way. I
It could
mean,
go
you
either way.
know, just be honest here.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
All right. Well, if you missed us coming in, Holly's broadcasting from north of Georgia, from the beautiful mountains there.
I'm
And
live in the mountains, the beautiful mountains of North Georgia.
I am
Gorgeous.
live from John Garrett's bedroom.
Also beautiful. Also beautiful. Full
It's
of fall
getting
colors.
there.
Full of fall colors, I'm sure. Well, actually, it's funny because the like this was supposed to be, I mean, we didn't know and we didn't care. We certainly didn't pick this time to go because of this, but this is supposed to be like really the peak fall color down here, and everything's a little late.
It is late.
It's
Yeah, I
late.
still, all of my leaves here are still green.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm seeing a few yellow, but usually by this time
Yeah.
we are in fall
And it's
colors. But
turning. It started, and as we've been here, we've been seeing it turn more. It just won't be peak, but it is gorgeous, and we're literally watching it turn, you know, as we're here. So it's beautiful, but it's a
Isn't
little
it
late.
funny how it does that? I've got one big maple tree out right in the front, and as you pull in every day, it's just like one day, all of a sudden you go, oh, it's orange. It's funny how quickly that
It
happens.
does.
So
Like we watched it right before our eyes. We can look out over the back of the house that we're in, has beautiful big decks overlooking the Blue Ridge, the mountains. We're near the town of Blue Ridge, Georgia. So, which is a cute little you know, tourist. I'm like blinded by the sun here. I'm really trying to get out of the sun area, but I'm not. Anyway, beautiful, you know, cute little tourist town, lots of good restaurants and things like that. But where was I going with it? Oh, we've literally watched, like on the view, the trees get more red, you know, kind of turning before our eyes. So it's been really
So, how
pretty.
far are you from Chattanooga?
We are 2 hours with kind of some traffic. Hour 45, 2 hours with traffic. I think it took Huddy a little bit longer when he came over. But I think he had really bad traffic. But yeah, so it's not a bad, it's that, you know, we go kind of how we do out to Ocoee, the Ocoee, Lake Ocoee, and kind of that direction. And then we turn
Drop
south.
straight down.
We drop straight down kind of on top of it. So it's a really pretty drive. Yeah, it's really, really, really nice and fallish. The weather's been good. And my dog is now looking at me like, why can I not get up on there with you? Go on. It's hilarious too, because in this house, it's a really beautiful little house, just been perfect for us. But they, in the bottom of the doors to like the bedrooms and stuff, there's a little cutout. Like you can tell there's a cat, you know, or something that just like a little arch, but it's great for our wiener dog. He just walks,
Yes, just walks right in. That's
he just
great.
wanders in and out of our room, like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, hey, buddy. So it works really well for him. So anyway, what has been up with you? What is going on? Give us
Well,
the Savannah update, all of
oh,
it.
well, the Savannah update. Well, I don't have any. We've been in fall break, And I was sick the entire fall break. Just, I mean, I never had a fever, just, you know, cold enough to make you feel blah. And I did not go anywhere purposefully because I have spent the whole week cleaning out the boys' rooms.
Yeah. So you've been home improvement
yes,
time.
Yes. And actually John Garrett's, I was going to wait and do his till after Christmas, just, you know, because it gets busy here.
Yeah.
But no, he came home this weekend and he was like pulling out everything from his furniture and bringing it down. He said, okay, we're going to sand this. And
oh,
I said, you're going to sand it. I've got stuff to do. He sanded one piece. And as I'm looking around here, we can probably start another piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started the other piece. And I don't know, this is back in maybe six. I don't know how old this little table is, but it had some sort of like, I mean, it's solid wood, but they put like some plastic varnish thing. I mean, it is so hard to sand off. I don't know what's going on with it.
Oh,
but yeah. I don't know what it is.
I don't like sanding. I'm such a loser and I just get so like lazy about doing that when I redo. I just sand off the rough spots and paint. I'm not good at it.
I actually love sanding.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yes. I found a new passion. I love sanding.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Okay. Well, you can sand and I'll paint. This is a good team.
Okay. Okay.
I'm liking this.
So then the next thing I know, yesterday, which is Sunday, and he's about to go back to school, and he's like, hey, I emptied out all of my chest of drawers and everything's on the bed and it's ready to, you know, come down and be sanded. I was like, okay.
All right.
I mean, literally I'm at the point where I was like going to go ahead and cause I'm going ahead and decorating the upstairs for Christmas.
Right.
If you've listened before, I don't like to decorate until after Thanksgiving, but everybody's coming to my house for Thanksgiving and for the weekend after Thanksgiving. So I'm going to go ahead and do the upstairs for Christmas anyway.
That's right. Cause she's got to have it all ready and she's already in her little Christmas spirit and she just wants to get it done. So yeah, we love that.
So I would just, I mean, I was at a point with him that I was just going to put the sheets on the bed and the, you know, Christmas blanket and put a little Christmas decorations up. Mm-hmm. I wasn't prepared to do the whole full blown
sanding all, everything. No. He saw Caleb's room and he's like, hey,
it has motivated them. Yeah. It has motivated them.
They've
cleaned out, you know, and then he's like, but here's my favorite thing. He's like, well, this can go to Jesus Cares, which is our little, you know, ministry where you can take clothes or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is garbage. And this is, you know, what, and I'm like, wait, no, don't leave this here for me to haul down. You've got to take this down.
Absolutely.
But it's still sitting here. I'm like, oh my gosh. And he's not coming home again till, you know, Thanksgiving. So,
oh my word, that little.
I know. Anyway,
well, so, it's a start. We're just gonna take it.
Right.
Take what you can get sometimes. So.
So, my mother. But here's the deal. And I loved this. Do not take this wrong. I love every minute of it. But all three of my boys came home this weekend.
I saw that.
And John Garrett's girlfriend was here.
Okay.
And then Caleb's friends. You know, the crew that always hangs out. You've got Hayden and Abram and Clay. Mm-hmm. These are all his, you know, his best friends. They're all here.
Okay.
Well, you know, you forget what that's like.
Yeah.
Everybody brought laundry home to do.
Oh.
There were blankets all over the house. There's cans all over the house.
Oh my gosh.
Every time I walked in, there was just a cup or a fork or a plate and I'm like, oh, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
It
doesn't take you long to get used to it not being that way. I'll tell you that. You're like, hey, look how great my house is. Look how clean it is.
I know. And you're just like, we just are touching up here.
Uh-huh,
you know, it's not like you've got to go into this whole, you know, day long cleaning just to, and then all of a sudden I'm like,
get out the pressure washer.
So then my mother says to me Saturday night, I had her over to come eat Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, while everybody's here, and she looks at me Saturday night and says, oh, hey, I need to have bridge club at your house Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, for heavens. Okay.
For real, this couldn't have happened last week before.
When everything looked fantastic.
Descended, you know. Anyway, so today when I get off of here, I've got to do the flight of the bumblebee cleaning around the house.
Oh, man.
And anyway. Hopefully, I'm just going to go. They can't go in this room. They can't go in
right.
that room.
Those doors just stay closed, and we just don't. Here's your one little powder room bathroom you can use, and that's it. I love it. I love it.
Anyway,
oh my goodness.
You know, and plus the cleaning out. You know, when you start cleaning out stuff,
you make a huge mess.
It's just, it's got to be a tornado before it gets.
Listen,
it,
you know, my entire house, the upstairs, the down, the dining. I've been in that phase like for the whole summer, and I'm just coming out of it. Cause I'm like, you have to make a colossal mess and just know, cause you're sorting and you're doing and you're all, and it's just, everything explodes. You're like, where did all this come from? Then it starts to come back together. So hopefully you're in that phase. Maybe.
Do you want to hear my wardrobe malfunction today?
Yes.
Okay.
Today at school?
Today at Kroger.
Oh,
so
Kroger, darn it.
Yes, I had to go Kroger. Mm-hmm. Well, I had to go to Kroger for school.
I know, and but so I wanted it to happen at school.
Oh, it was
school.
Bad. No, this would have been real bad.
Okay.
So as I'm cleaning, and I'm like cleaning out Friday, I started cleaning out my room and getting stuff. And I found this bra and I thought, why have I got that tucked back?
In your room?
It should be out. I mean, in my drawers, you know, I'm cleaning stuff.
Oh, in your
out.
Little office.
And I was like, why do I have that? No, in my bedroom. In my bedroom.
I didn't understand. I thought you were cleaning out at school.
No. Oh, no. In my bedroom at home.
Okay. All right.
And I think, why did I took that back? That's a good bra. Well, I got it out and I wore it today. And I get in Kroger and I reach back to get something. And then I remembered why I had this tucked back. Because my whole boob fell out the bottom.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, what do I do now?
Well, what do we do
what
now?
What do I do now? I mean, honestly, if I were at school, I could like run in my office and fix that.
Right.
But in Kroger, I can't reach down and grab the girl and pull her back up.
No,
I can't even tug on the bra.
No.
Oh my gosh.
What'd and you I'm do? Like, how'd walking, you get out of it?
I'm like walking like one armed. I had to wait till I got in my car. Oh, I'm like one arm doing stuff, you know, carrying that. I was like, oh.
You had to check out with that
awful.
Whole situation?
Yes. Oh, yes, it was terrible.
Word. That is terrible.
It was terrible. Yes. Big wardrobe malfunction right in the middle of the
Well,
Kroger.
Now, you know, I hope you toss that bra on out. I hope it's gone.
I did.
Yeah.
Well,
why do we do that? We
my,
save, we
know.
Save stuff like that because, and you know why it is? It's because we paid good money for it.
I guess
we pay good money for it. Yeah. And we think, oh, you know, I've got to make this work. This will work. I got to figure it out. Or we forget. And like you said, you kind of tucked it back there and, but you knew it did
know.
That.
Yeah.
That's why you tucked it back there.
I know. Cause it had happened before. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
this was not the first time that the situation had happened.
I have on this thin little gauze dress. I mean, look, it was a terrible situation. It was a terrible, terrible situation.
Oh my gosh. That's just what you needed on a Monday. That's
right.
Exactly
there
what you needed.
In the middle of the green bean aisle.
In the green beans. They got the green beans got
in
a little
the vegetables.
Show.
In the vegetable aisle, and I'm reaching back and I had to go under and it's just not a good situation.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Anyway.
No, I'm sorry that happened to you. Our deepest apologies.
Yeah.
To you and to everyone at Kroger.
Well,
and to the
just
green
wanted
beans.
To play. Just wanted to play peekaboo with my belly button or something. I don't know.
Oh,
but...
okay.
So that's been my week, Holly.
Well, that's just fantastic. I have nothing to top that. I really, truly, I do not have anything to top that. In all seriousness, I'm brain dead, in a good way. So I'm just kind of, you know, we're relaxing up here with the kids. It's been really good, you know, having all three, we just don't all three get together much anymore.
Right.
And we do, but not, you know, when we
are
do, it's picking, really special.
Are you picking up cans and blankets and plates?
No, I'm not. I'm leaving them. I'm leaving them alone.
Okay.
I'm letting them be there. Cause I'm like, I didn't make that mess. So guess what? I'm going to go out on the deck. I'm going to go look at the mountains and I'm not going to worry about that. No, but it was really good. Let's see, we came down, on Thursday. We drove through Nashville. We picked Thatcher up at the airport, got him, and then kind of meandered on down to Chat. Cause we had to go through Chattanooga to get here. And then we weren't necessarily planning on stopping, but Hudson called and was like, hey, when are you guys getting here? And we're like, we're going to. Yeah. And Tim was already like, let's go see Hud. And I was like, well, I don't know when he gets off work or what his plans are. You know, who knows? Anyway, so we ended up stopping and chatting, having dinner with Hudson. And Avery came and she just sort of hung with us for a little bit. And then, because she and Joey had plans. But anyway, then the next day, how did it all work? Oh, yeah. Then the next day, Avery and Joey came down in the morning. They left Friday morning and got here. And then later that day, when Hud got off work, he came. So we had all of them for the weekend for a couple. And then Hudson and Joey headed back on Sunday because they had to get to work today. But the other two are still here because they can work from, you know, that's wherever. The beauty. Yeah. That's the beauty of your, you know, virtual
work.
So they are all up in their little different areas of the house doing their work stuff. And we're just sort of hanging out. So I am trying to think through some stuff, or we're working on some wedding stuff. You know, Tim's like, let's get the program. He wants to do the program and the orders, you know, so we've got some little things like that we can work on together. And otherwise we're just playing games and, you know, watching movies. And there's a hot tub on the deck overlooking the mountains. Oh, it's terrible, yeah. Joni. It's terrible. It's just terrible. So yeah, that's pretty much what we're up to. Do we need to, we can talk about football. I didn't watch a ton because I was sort of, I had it on.
Yeah.
I had it on, but it was another good weekend of football.
Another good weekend of football. And you know, the big buzz where I live is Tennessee beat Alabama. And so that's always a huge thing.
That was a wonderful,
and it was kind of fun. And Tennessee, you know, is my Mississippi State, obviously is my, you know, my primary. Tennessee is my secondary. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I've been a Tennessee fan all my life growing up here. Mm-hmm. But it's funny because Abram is Caleb's best friend and it's fun to harass him. So I said, Abram, what is going to happen if y'all lose to Alabama? Mm. And Vandy beat Alabama.
Oh,
that's not good.
That you can't recover from that.
No. Mm-hmm. So either way, that game, I mean, of course, I wanted Tennessee to win, but it would have been fun to harass all the Tennessee, you know, diehards that Vandy beat Alabama and y'all couldn't.
Yeah, so, that actually would have been good.
So either way, that one went. But listen, Mississippi State played Georgia. And
no,
Texas A&M. Sorry, Georgia was last week. Texas A&M. And, you know, I got to tell you, it was a pretty good game there.
It was.
They're keeping up and they're improving. Good.
It was good. And A&M is a good team this year. Yeah. Yeah. They are looking very good.
We have hung in there with Georgia.
Yes, you have.
We've hung in there with Texas A&M.
Yep.
And again, we're in this rebuilding era and they are looking good. I'm really very pleased.
Yes. Yes. I thought the same thing. I thought it was such a good, you know, maybe not quite as good gameplay as they did against Georgia, but, you know, again, they've got that freshman quarterback and they look good. They're not getting, you know, completely blown out. And like I said, A&M is a very good team this year. They are building a pretty decent season. That's always a big game. It seemed like the atmosphere was super duper fun because they did a big celebration of the 2014.
Dak was there.
Yeah.
Dan Mullen was there.
Yeah. That was a big, big fun day. I thought y'all would tailgate. Y'all didn't go tailgate though, did you?
No, we didn't because everybody was coming here. Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. But yeah, so it looked like it was a really cool atmosphere and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, they hung, they lost, but they hung in there. So
they did.
Yeah. What else? Tennessee, Alabama.
Yeah. Tennessee came out ready to play.
They did.
I mean, they came out ready to play and their defense is fantastic.
Yeah, that it really was. It really was. But let's not forget my favorite of the day, Georgia putting the hurt on Texas in Texas. State.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Welcome to the SEC, Texas. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I know. I don't mean to hate on them, but it's how I feel.
I don't understand, really. We've had this conversation. Texas is in SEC.
I don't know why they're in it either. And people would say we don't know why A&M is in it either. And they're very correct. Who knows? Yes. Except I know one of the reasons A&M is in it. It was to get away from Texas.
Yeah.
In that conference. Yeah. That is one of the reasons they're in it.
Yeah. Right.
And now here comes Texas.
It just, you know, to me, the Southeast should be the Southeast.
It's not. It's not. So we know.
I mean, Mizzou makes more sense to me than Texas because at least that boot heel. I mean,
you know, it pushes it too. It for sure does. Yeah, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to that either, if you really look at it. But,
right.
You know, you kind of have to expand, I guess, a little bit to get a little more competition going. But, you know, anyway, I was just quite pleased that, that Georgia did their job, didn't let us down.
Well, I did see a little bit of Oregon. They did not have on their spicy uniforms you liked last week. So they were back to the green and yellow.
Back to the eyesore, the blending of the green and the bright yellow.
I don't like it.
No, I don't like that. Yeah. I don't love that. So, okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. I don't have any spicy uniform. Cause like I said, nothing stood out. I looked at some stuff and we just kind of had the games on while we were doing some other stuff. So, but it was fun. It was I was just looking at the list of games and I think Mizzou beat Auburn, I believe, which that's not saying much, but you know, way to go. You know, it was just another good game. Lots of better, closer matchups.
Mizzou, it was a close matchup with Auburn.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game. Did Ole Miss play?
I didn't see Ole Miss. They must have had a bye week.
I think they must have LSU beat Arkansas, which that was a good, good job with them. So yeah, I think they must have Ole Miss must have been off. So yeah, it was another beautiful fall day for football. So did you all have any snacks or anything fun over the weekend?
So if you want to go back and look at the recipes in some of our previous broadcasts, I made that chili cheese log or chili cheese ball.
Oh yeah.
I love that football. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it's a good one. And, I made some autumn treat mix. Hey, look, here's you a bonus recipe.
Oh,
this actually is a Phyllis Garrett thing that my kids love.
Okay.
It's not healthy for you.
Okay.
But my kids love it and they beg for it every autumn. And all it is peanuts and M&Ms and candy corn. That's it.
That's a classic.
Classic.
That makes me really feels very Charlie Brownish to me.
Yes. Yes.
Like that feels very 70s as a kid. And like, that was our little mix. Like, I swear we had that. We had that exact little mix and it just,
Well, when we were in Monette at the Garrett's house one fall and she sent each of us, you know, when you're leaving for home, you don't leave there without a, you know, treat bag.
You always have to take sustenance. A little bag of goodies.
You got to have sustenance.
Cookies. So, you got to have something to get you home.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And she made them all the treat bags of the autumn treat. And they have loved it. So I had that and I made some of the little chocolate caramel brownies. I don't know if I've put that on the recipe.
I don't know that you have.
Love that.
I don't know that you have.
It's a good one. It's a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Had a pumpkin cookie cutter and I tried to cut it out to look like a pumpkin and that didn't work.
Okay. That's fine.
It just looked like a big circle.
It's a soccer ball. It's fine.
Didn't work. And then we grilled steak and had potatoes and is that it?
That's nice.
Yeah. So that was it. That's what we did.
That's nice. That's always lovely to feed the kids. When Hudson had left, and of course he doesn't text to say when he's back, you know, everyone else in the family is pretty good about, you know, when we travel and really just in like our family group text, they'll just kind of, you know, we just sort of try to let each other know, like, I'll be like, I'm on the road to Savannah or, you know, I made it, you know, you just sort of throw it out. So you're we just like, you know, it's just nice to keep track of everybody, you know, kind of where you are, except Hudson. He doesn't really participate in that.
You know, we do that in my family and guess which one of mine is, you know, doesn't do that very often.
Which one?
It would be John Garrett.
Okay. Yeah. He just doesn't think about it. It's not like I don't think he's like intentionally being like, I'm not going to,
No, it's just
he
the
just
buddies.
Doesn't think about it. Yeah. He doesn't think about buddies. So I did reach out last night, just to be like, hey, did you get home? Okay. And he was like, yep. And I said, oh, good. I said, it was so good to hang with you this weekend. And he replied back, yeah, he said, same, same. And he said, thanks for the food, in all uppercase. Because we did steaks, potatoes, we went out, you know.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
like, the food.
It's different when it's when you have to buy your own. Yep.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's right. Yep. And same within college, even like, you know, you eat all that college food and then you come home and you're like, oh, man. It's so I remember, I think I've told this story before, but I just remember it was junior year. Yeah. Junior year in college. And I was living in an off-campus apartment with some friends. And anyway, we would go to the grocery kind of together, cause only one or two of them had a car. And so we'd go to the grocery, and I remember being at the Meijer's, that's up in Grand Rapids. They have Meijer's groceries, and it's spelled like M-E-J-I-E-R. It's really weird. It's all the Dutch, all the interesting Dutch things. Anyway. And I remember, going through and had my little cart, and I looked up, and in front of me, I saw this mom kind of looking, you know, lady, and her cart was full. And I was like, ooh, and it was full of name brand. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, look at you. And it was like, you know, it wasn't like the Toasty Oats. It was like Cheerios. And it wasn't like, you know, sandwich cream cookies. It was like Oreo.
Oreos.
You know,
you were like, right.
Look at you with your name brands.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, you go, girl. I wasn't envious. I was just like in awe. Like I was, was like, wow, look at you. So that was, and it was also, we would collect cans because in Michigan you get a refund. Yeah. And if you return cans to the grocery stores, it was like, is it 5 cents or 10 cents? It might've been 10. So you keep all your soda cans, and then you also like go grab any from anywhere you can, so you can turn in your cans and get money.
Yeah. I can see you on the side of the road grabbing.
listen, you did, you know, or whenever you go, they'd go home to beat their houses, the people that lived around, and they like get all the cans from their parents and everything. And that's how we had to get by, man. It was rough times back then.
Telling you,
it was hard times back in the in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
it's about to be hard times again. I went to the grocery today to buy stuff for our Wednesday meal that we're cooking, and I thought, oh, my bill may be pretty low because I'm just getting like staple stuff. I mean, there was no really expensive things, and I got up there and my bill was over $300, and I was like, oh gosh, I just was like, what is my Thanksgiving. So
my
Thanksgiving lab that I do for my kids, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, it was like $300 for all three classes to do this Thanksgiving lab. And then last year it was over $500.
I know you said
and
that.
I'm sitting here going, this year it may be $700 or more.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, that'll be all my lab money for this semester. I mean, I just don't know how things can keep on.
Like I don't know either. We, you know, we were at the grocery here, and again, this I think was, so they have an Ingles here in this little Blue Ridge, Georgia. Yeah. And so we, went that first morning. I met Avery and Joey and them in town, and we had lunch, and then we hit the grocery for what we were going to need for the week. And we divide and conquer. I split the list up, which was the boys went. So Joey and Thatcher and Tim went one way and Avery and I went another, and it worked
There's
out
no
okay.
telling, yeah.
But I'm telling you, I was like, Lord knows what's going to happen.
You paid a little penalty tax there.
I might have. No, they did pretty well. They actually did really well. But it was the same thing. I was like looking at stuff, and I mean, I looked at a bag of York peppermint patties, like, cause I was like, let's just get a little candy thing. Just kind of a regular little bag. It was like $6.50. Yeah. And I put it back. I was like, what is happening? Now, I think part of it is this is a pretty touristy little town. So I think they just get you. They just, in fact, one of the kids said they overheard some worker talk or somebody was talking about it. Cause they, I'm like, the prices were really high at this little grocery. Cause I was like, and their shelves were very not stocked very well. And so, cause I'm thinking the hurricane for in terms of their supply, you know, can really be messing up some supply because they had a lot of really like bare shelves of certain things. There just wasn't very much variety. I mean, we got the last sad bunch of cilantro and it was very, very sad and things were missed. It was kind of a little bit of a craziness in that store, but the prices were like, I was like, holy outrageous. Cow. Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot. But, you know, I think a lot of that's just because it's touristy and they know you're going to shop there. So they, yeah. they get you.
Yeah, I they don't know. It's ridiculous.
It is what it is. Let's hope hope things get turned around pretty darn quick because we all need some help. So
when I was leaving, I thought these poor young people,
I don't know how they do it.
I mean, if I had to buy for like my three boys again, mm-hmm. all the time, mm-hmm. I don't know how we do it.
And we skimped back then when we did, I wasn't shopping at the big, big fan, normal grocery stores, but I was at the Shop and Save and the Aldi and, I don't know what people do now, but I don't even know. Well, what do you have coming up this week? Do you have anything new and exciting happening this week at school or whatnot? Week?
It's just a regular week this mm-hmm. week.
Okay.
We have this is our last home football game is Friday.
Already? Wow.
And
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have another away game, but yeah, so it's senior night. We've got a pep rally Friday.
Cool.
Yeah, we're just doing, it's kind of a low key week.
But that's good. We all need that for sure. Cause it looks like you're going to be painting stuff.
Today I'm going to go do the flight of the bumblebee, but
that's
then
right.
I'm going to be, yeah.
That's Sandy, right.
I'm coming to Chattanooga Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's Caleb's birthday is Sunday.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But we have a little harvest thing at church that my fellowship group is in charge of.
Nice.
So,
nice.
I've got to get back Sunday for that, but
that's so nice. Yeah, we were just talking about that it's Blub's birthday because that Hudson's is Friday and he's the big 21. So
yes,
at the end of this week, there's all kinds of shenanigans happening. I want to know all of them? No. Do I want them to have a good time? Yes. So all I know is Avery. What? Go ahead.
Thatcher called Caleb and he said, what are you doing Friday?
Yeah. He's so sweet. He's like, does Caleb want to come? Cause yeah. So Avery and Thatcher are going back to Chattanooga when we leave here and he's going to stay there a couple days and they're going to do Hudson's birthday, whatever they're doing, intro to life. And they're going to celebrate that. And then on Saturday, Hudson is driving Thatcher up to Nashville because there's a big Halloween party with a bunch of Thatcher's friends in Nashville. Okay. And so he said, Hud, come on. And it's costumes. It's a whole situation. And Thatcher is running the mix board. He's got the mix and the tunes.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
And he's going as Gandalf. So it's going to be amazing.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Gandalf is running the mix for the big party.
So we need pictures of that there.
Absolutely need pictures. Yeah. We absolutely need pictures. So that'll be a really fun time. So yeah. So they have all that to look forward to. And then Tim and I will just get home and collapse for half a minute and then jump back into everything. Cause it's a month till the wedding. Guys, I know.
And John Garrett left me. I said, why don't you pull out what you're going to wear? Just leave it upstairs and let me bring it. He's going to fly.
Oh, smart. Yeah.
And I said, so let me bring it and I'll pack all that. And then you can just bring like a backpack or something.
Right. That's better than him trying to pack all that.
Mm-hmm. Right. So he's laid this out, Holly. You can tell me if you think this is too much.
Mm-hmm.
He's laid out his tuxedo.
Okay. Well, I mean, is he going to be a waiter? Is he going to wait on us or what's going to happen?
I don't know, but we have the whole tuxedo with, complete with the black buttons and the bow tie. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have the,
I mean, I guess if that's what he wants to wear, then, I guess he can wear it, but no one else will be in a tuxedo.
Yeah. So
get him a ruffle shirt. Please get him one of those big ruffly shirts.
Wouldn't that be great? A big blue. Mm-hmm. He needs a big blue ruffled tuxedo.
Yes.
That would be great.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So So it'll be a good week. And then I'll jump back in to all the things and that'll be good. And actually Avery and Joey are coming back in town over Halloween weekend. Cause they got to get their marriage license. I mean, it's on like Donkey Kong, guys. It's time. So we're getting excited. Anyway, did you want to talk about Thanksgiving stuff this week? I know you said last week, let's push it off. Did you want to, or is that too early or whatever? It doesn't matter to me.
Well, we're coming in. Let's talk about Halloween real quick. Next week we'll do Thanksgiving.
But okay. Yes,
you don't had forget some Halloween. Good memories last year of, you know, dressing up and yes. things like that of
yes.
Halloween. But just one of our favorite memories and the trunk or treats at church, you know, they're great. Mm-hmm. But I loved when I was little. And, you know, I mean, we had a safe neighborhood, so that's one thing. But, you know, we would put on our little, you know, little plastic, it's like a little plastic, poncho
bags.
Thing of
they
whatever.
Were trash yes. bags.
Yes.
Let's just
and
be
then
honest.
Your little, your plastic mask.
Your hot,
you know,
plastic mat. Your hot I never, plastic mask. I don't think I yeah. ever wore any of that. Nope.
And, you know, and then I had my little, you know, either little bag or my mm-hmm. little pumpkin shaped thing. I loved going door to door. My little best friend, Emily, and I would go and, you know, we'd ring the doorbells and trick or treat, you know, it was so much fun.
It was so much fun. I mean, did you not get so excited? That was like one of the best days of the whole year.
Yes.
For sure.
And then God help you because the year came that you have to check the candy because somebody's going to put a razor blade in an apple.
The year came. I think it was sixth grade. I think I was in fifth or sixth grade when that happened. All of a sudden my parents were like, hey, don't eat any kind of while you're out, which again is like, what are you talking about? Like, that's what you do. You get the stuff and you like stuff.
But you know
face.
What was funny? I mean, these are all our neighbors. It's not like we were going to stranger's house, you know. So what is Miss Martha going to stick? You know,
she might just stick a big old Gillette blade up in there. And, who knows? Martha. I know. It was a whole thing. But,
Sharon's done lost her mind.
Sharon, she left her knitting needle right in that candy. Yeah, oh, I know.
But
it was, you know, it was a defining moment, though. That was when the world changed, man. I stand by that. That's when the world changed, man. When we had to start checking our candy.
Checking your candy.
It was over. Yeah. It was over. The good times were over.
America was done.
America, the decline began right then. Hey, ridiculous. We can't even just stuff our faces.
Yeah,
and then my kids, when they would trick or treat, it was always the big fun. Cause then we'd get back to the house and they would do the big sort.
Yes.
We had this table that we used for school, uh-huh. homeschooling and stuff. And they would get it and they would dump out all their candy, separately, like in their own, and they would sort. And then it was the big trade. So we sorted, we traded. Dad came in, grabbed all the 100,000 grand bars.
Yeah. Oh, there was always the dad tax.
The dad tax came in hard. So then they got smart and they stopped taking 100,000 grand bars from when, like, you know, if they could choose, you know, at a place, some places that they just give you whatever, but then they wouldn't choose those because they knew dad would just take them.
So dad was going to take
pretty them. Pretty smart. Kids.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So the big sort. So that was always like a huge fun deal at the end of the night. So,
And we never did like big decoration. And I'm not a big Halloween person anyway, but you know, now you see all these yards with all this Halloween. Oh, I mean, they are done.
Listen, let me tell you what, up here, and it's been on the incline, you know, for many years, you can tell the industry, the yard decorating for Halloween has been, it's not as many people do it, but it's to the level of like Christmas. And the thing that's, you know, super popular now, at least in St. Louis, are all the giant skeletons. They're giant. Have you seen those?
I have not. No.
They're giant. They're as tall as the first floor story of your house. Oh. Like huge, like just skeletons. And like people set them up in their yard.
It's the Nephilim.
It is the Nephilim. I'm not even playing. It is. And they set them up in their yard and they're huge. And then there'll be all little skeletons are very, very, very big right now. And I just need to know who has the money to go buy some big old skeleton and where are you going to put that?
And where do you put it? Yeah.
Like inflatables, as much as I don't really love inflatables, but at least they go down, but these are huge and they're cool. Like, cause they are kind of cool, but they're everywhere in St. Louis. There's a whole lot of skeleton situations going on. Yeah. Skeletons of dogs, skeletons of people, skeletons of everything. Everywhere. I'm like, okay, I, it's fine. Everyone gets to do what they want to do. But speaking of the Nephilim, I'm listening to a new podcast. It's called Blurry Creatures. I think it's called Blurry Creatures. Okay. I just started listening to it. Some other podcast mentioned it. And I was like, ooh, and I was going to tell you about it because it's these two guys talking, and sometimes they have guests. And I went ahead and started way back at the beginning episodes, but it's all on all those kind of creatures. Like they start off on Bigfoot. They talk all about, it's right up our alley, Joni.
Okay.
Bigfoot, you know, I'm only a few episodes in, but they've really been talking about that. They do bring up the Bible and the Nephilim, and they are, I think, going to get into all of that. Like all the strange creatures and tales of, you know, sightings and all that. So I'm like,
I'm very into this. Yeah. Send me that link.
I will. It's called Blurry Creatures. So I believe blurry, like fuzzy, you know, blurry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, okay. I'm really enjoying it. So for all of you fellow, I'm keeping my eyes peeled out here because we in the North Georgia woods, I'm like, ooh.
That's right. That's where they are, Holly.
I think so. I think there's some. Yeah.
Yeah. If you hear banging on trees, that's them.
Oh, is it really?
Knocking on trees.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be ready. So anyway, back to Halloween. Sorry. There's skeletons all over St. Louis.
Yeah. No. I mean, but when I was, we just put out a jack-o'-lantern. You know, oh. I mean, it was just, that was it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much. But I don't go all out for Halloween.
We would go. No one's surprised. We did a lot in there.
Yeah.
In the hallway, when people our front hallway. If you opened our front door, there was like a entry hall, and my sister and my parents, I get whatever, would decorate that all up, all spooky, so that when the kids came to trick or treat, it was like a little fun little, you know, spooky,
like
whatever.
A stage kind
of. You know, it was like a little fun thing. And so, we always did the jack-o'-lanterns and we always set them outside with the little candles.
Yeah.
I can still smell that burning pumpkin smell right now.
I know it. I love it. So listen, I watched the Master Pumpkin Carver at Silver Dollar City.
Oh.
And this is one thing that he taught me, and you may know this, and
oh, I doubt it.
But you know, we would always like cut the top off the pumpkin and dig out all the stuff, scrape out all the stuff.
Yes.
Well, he turned his upside down. He put it right on his lap, turned it upside down, and he cut the bottom off. And then all your stuff kind of comes out. It makes it easier to clean. And it makes it easier. You lift it off.
Set the candle in there
and light it, and you just set the pumpkin
down. Right. You're not trying to
balance it in the slime mouth
and then trying to get a level spot to put your...
Yeah.
Well. Uh-huh.
It was genius, I thought.
But sometimes you have to kind of take the lid off, or it does really burn, you know, that pumpkin, especially if it's not real big. You know, the lid, sometimes you have to kind of take it off so it wouldn't burn.
Stick a little hole in it or something.
I don't know. But that is smart. I know. I never thought of that. We always did the top.
So there's your jack-o'-lantern advice is turn it over and cut the bottom off.
Yeah. And then all that stuff would come out because it's all attached.
It comes out. Yeah.
Oh, that's smart.
And you clean it out really, really quickly. I mean, it was amazing.
That is smart. I've never known that my whole life. Always done it from the top, and you know, which again was big fun. Not as much fun as an adult doing that with your children, but it was fun as a kid. Yeah. Now I'm like, it's a mess. Yeah.
And you must listen. Here's a must for Halloween. Everybody listening to us, you have to watch The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
You do. It is a required assignment. Mm-hmm. Just get it. Go ahead and get it done.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to, like, if you just want to kind of have it on while you're carving the pump, like if you're not wanting to just sit there and watch it, although you should, you should give it your full attention. But if you don't want to, at least put it on and, like, you know, have a little mini Halloween party.
That's right. My favorite though is, you know, Linus rolls that pumpkin in. And then Lucy lays out the paper and puts the pumpkin on it and takes the knife, steps, cuts all around it. And Linus yells, "I didn't know you were going to kill it."
Linus is so great. He's so precious.
Oh, he is
my favorite, of course.
He is,
everybody's favorite, Linus. I know, it's so good. I haven't done it yet, so I'm saving it to watch. I don't know, sometime when I get home, and I, like I said, I'll just be kind of late afternoon, and I'll find a little time and put it on. But I've already threatened all my children and told them they need to watch it. But I, you know, a lot of good that'll do. Avery's better about it now. She's like, yeah, actually, you know, pretty fun. I'm like, I know. So
it's tradition.
It is tradition.
And I think, and we may have talked about this before, but I think for us, it's that thing because we didn't have VCRs and we didn't have, you know, streaming or anything where it was like ready access anytime we want it.
No,
it was on one time a year. And if you had church that night, you were screwed.
Yeah. If it was on a Wednesday or whatever, you were out of luck.
That was it. I mean,
And you would know when it was coming on. You had the TV guide and they'd been, you know, promoting it all week and you knew, and it would come on in the early evening or whatever, right at seven or whatever. And you really, same thing. Everyone's watching it.
If I look back, I can still feel that blue shag carpet underneath me where I'm laying on the ground, you know, with my elbows up.
And it hurts. And it hurts your elbows after a while because that dang carpet. Yeah.
That carpet.
And ours was green.
Yeah.
It's a good time. It was so fun. We always had a Halloween, and it probably changed over the years, but like, even I did this with my kids, you know, along a while, we always had a particular Halloween supper, you know, early, we, you know, like kind of right after school, you know, sort of whatever.
Yes. Because come 5 o'clock, it's time to hit the neighborhood.
I know. Cause once you gotta, you know, it starts to get dark, you gotta hit the hood. So,
what was your Halloween supper?
We would have black bean soup.
Okay.
Black bean soup. We would have, it would vary a little bit, but it was always black bean soup. And a lot of times hot dogs.
Yeah.
Like just hot dogs and black bean soup. Or sometimes we had burgers with like the cheese cut out in a jack-o'-lantern face. Yeah. Or I think those were the main. Usually it would be like hot dogs in that soup. And then we would do a monster mouth. So we would do the apples with the peanut butter. And then the marshmallows, you cut the slices of the red apple so that they look like lips. And then you put the peanut butter and then you put the marshmallows and maybe one raisin to be like a rotten tooth. And you make a little mouth. Very big fun. Sometimes we do like ants on a log, you know, with the celery and the peanut butter too, and the raisins. But I mostly remember always black bean soup and like hot dogs. So it's a really easy meal, which is really good because you're, you know, not wanting to do a whole lot.
Well, you're busy, right? We had
a big
old
pot.
Chili and mummy dogs.
Mummy dogs. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think we maybe did mummy dogs one year.
Yeah.
Now that you say that, but that's a good one. Tell people what mummy dogs are if they don't know.
So you just take like any dough, you can just buy refrigerated dough at the grocery, whether it's the, you know, the pizza crust dough or crescent roll dough or whatever, and you cut it into strips and you just wrap it around a hot dog, and then you can take your, you know, ketchup or mustard or whatever you want, make the little face on
You bake it.
Around
the hot dog, so it heats the hot dog and then the dough bakes and it's a big puffy mummy. That's excellent. That's excellent. That's a good one. And caramel apples and all, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So good old days.
Yeah. So much fun. So anyway, you ready for a recipe?
I am ready, actually. Okay. Now that you mention it. Now that you mention it, I'm ready. What you got for us today?
Put my old lady glasses on. Let's go with some chocolate Kahlua truffle cookies. You like that one?
I do. I think I do like that one.
Okay. You need about 2.5 of finely crushed chocolate cookie crumbs, meaning Oreos. A cup of chopped nuts. I use pecans. A cup of sifted powdered sugar. A third, 2.5 cup of coffee liqueur, Kahlua. A tablespoon of water. 5 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate chopped up. A tablespoon of shortening and 6 ounces of a white baking bar chopped up.
Okay.
All right. So you are going to mix together your crumbs, your chocolate crumbs, your nuts, your powdered sugar, and your Kahlua. Add enough water just so that the crumbs hold together. Okay. You just need it a little.
Okay.
Not a lot of liquid, but enough to just make it a a dough.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That
it does. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you're going to shape them into 1-inch balls, put them on wax paper on a cookie sheet, and just set those to the side. Then I would probably freeze them a little bit.
Mm, okay.
They hold together better.
Yes.
If they're really cold.
Yes.
Okay. So then you are going to melt your semi-sweet chocolate and your shortening mm-hmm. over low heat. Just stir it constantly. And then in another small saucepan, you're going to heat your white chocolate until it's melted. And then take a fork and dip half the cookies in the chocolate mixture. The dark chocolate mixture.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And place those back on the cookie sheet and dip your remaining cookies in the melted white chocolate to coat. Sorry, I said half the cookie. You're taking half the cookies.
Okay.
And those are going to be chocolate.
Okay. Some are going to be chocolate.
Some are going to be chocolate white. And some are going to be white.
Okay. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I got
yeah.
You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Place them all on the thing and then you can go and make a zigzag pattern with your like spoon or fork or something. Dip it in your chocolate. Mm-hmm. With the alternating color.
Of the opposite color of what yes. you did. Let it
yep.
cool.
And just drizzle. Yep. Yep.
Let them cool and then drizzle them. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Store them in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
That's awesome. It. Those ball kind of cookies, like the Oreo balls and those, like uh-huh. that's the, and they always look so cool. Like they always, because yeah. they're really kind of a cookie candy. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It always feels like a bonbon. We
right.
could call those bonbons, right? I don't know. That's a thing, but
yes,
sounds very fancy.
Truffle, Kahlua truffle.
Oh, you did say it was a truffle. Okay, truffle. My brain, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm here, but am I really uh-huh. here? I feel like that meme with Carol Burnett when she's playing Eunice from yeah. Mama's Family, and she looks at that girl, she goes, are you in there?
Are you in there? I know.
Are you in the there? Truth. I feel like that right now. I'm not sure that I'm in there, but
yeah. All right, and are you ready? I think it's my top three this week, isn't it?
Top three.
Or is it yours?
I think it's mine, but I would love, I think I looked it up. I think it's mine.
Okay.
Well, if you think it's yours.
I don't know. I don't,
it's mine.
You know, I don't remember.
I know, but see, you've been so good lately. No, I looked it up. I looked it up and I think it's mine because last week you did.
Oh, that's right. I did my flourish ones last week.
Thank you. I'm like, I think it's me.
All
right.
All you.
Boy, we're doing it. Okay. So for my top three.
I've got an extra week, y'all.
We act like this is so hard. It's not. My first thing on my top three this week is just a classic for this time of year. I love it almost any time, but of course, fall is apple butter. I mean, there's something about apple butter. I just really enjoy it. I guess some people do or don't, but to me, it just tastes like fall. It's the easiest, and I don't make it. Like, I'm not ambitious. I'm not talking about, like, make it. I mean, you certainly can. But there's enough good ones out there. In fact, I just bought, what made me think of it was, legitimately this week, down here at one of the little restaurants we ate at in Blue Ridge, it's called Southern Charm. And isn't that a show? Is there a show called Southern Charm?
I don't know.
I don't know. But it was so funny because in this restaurant, it felt like you were in like a kind of a cheesy Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just the way the restaurant was and the little town, you were like, this totally, like, the girl from the big city is about to walk in here and, like, you know, try to order a double espresso and they're going to look at her like she's crazy. And then she's going to hire the contractor and he's going to come over and they're going to fight, but really they're going to be in love. Anyway, we wrote a whole movie while we were eating lunch. So my point is they brought out biscuits and hot, warmed up apple butter. To the table.
You were in heaven, weren't you?
I was like, oh yes, apple butter. And it was good Southern food too. We ordered a thing of fried green tomatoes for the appetizer. Yeah. I'm like, yes, we are. Yes, we are. I had cheese grits with my meatloaf sandwich. It was a good situation. So I highly recommend. But anyway, had the apple butter and then they also had the little jars for sale. So I said, Tim, get me one of those little jars for the week because I need to have me some apple butter because it's fall. The other place, though, the apple butter that I love is Cracker Barrel. It is good.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to the Cracker Barrel. They sell it in jars at the Cracker Barrel. You know, you can get it at the restaurant, but it's just really good spiced. It's one of the best ones I've had. So Apple butter. Yum. Go get it. And the next thing is another food item that I re-remembered as I was shopping this week. So yesterday we ran back into town for stuff anyway, and for lunch or whatnot, and went to the Walmart. And Walmart's, so, you know, in the little produce area, they've got their dips. I don't know if y'all know this. My dad introduced me to this a few years ago, and I don't get it very often just because I don't go to Walmart for groceries very often. But they make the best jalapeno artichoke dip I've ever had.
Oh, really?
They really okay. do, Jones.
Okay.
It's in the, you know, it's like the Member's Mark or whatever okay. the Walmart brand, in the little okay. deli section where the dips are, and it's their jalapeno artichoke dip is okay. so good. So okay. I re-remembered that and got some and munched on it today. The last thing that I was thinking about that I really liked this week was a little outfit, and I'll put the link. It was an Amazon outfit that I'd seen someone. It's a little two-piece set. You know, I'm into all these two-piece set, these lounge sets they got right now. Like, they're so great. Like, that's what we want to wear at home, right? Yeah. We just want, we used to just put on sweatpants and t-shirts, but now we do like these mm-hmm. lounge sets. And I'm like, I'm all about it. But this one is, it's like really fuzzy, which normally I don't, it's like a cozy, fuzzy, kind of furry looking.
Okay.
I know this furry. Doesn't sound yeah. good.
But, I'm going to pet you when you wear it.
But you can pet me. And it's a pants and like a long sleeve. The pants are kind of shorter, like they're wide okay. leg, of course, because that's yeah. all I do. They're not super long to be, I just got the regular size I would normally get, but wide leg, but not super oversized at all. Stretchy. Okay. The whole thing is soft. The top is long sleeves that kind of get kind of big at the cuff, and the big V-neck yeah. it has a big V-neck and like a sweatshirty, just kind of a loose top. Okay. I don't know how to explain okay. it, but they're this fuzzy, uh-huh. cozy material, comes in a bunch of colors. I think I got the navy blue. I didn't get black. Are you proud of me?
I am proud of you.
Thank you. Avery did say I look like a big blueberry yesterday. Okay. Big fuzzy. She said you are a big fuzzy blueberry. I was like,
that's not appetizing.
That
at
doesn't
all.
Sound good. Thanks. Mm-hmm. But it's cozy and comfy. It is warm, but not like, you know, I can
not
wear
stifling.
No. And I mean, I do, I'll have to take it off if it's too yeah. hot and put on a tank top or whatever, but like sitting outside on the deck in it, you know, here in the Georgia mountains, it was just fine.
Yeah.
So, but it was cozy and soft, and I just really enjoy it. It comes in, I think, a lot of different colors. So I'll put that link up, and you know, wasn't very expensive. So it's just cozy. Okay. So I'm enjoying it.
All right.
That's my top three. That's all I have. That's all I know about.
Okay. All right. Well, we will be back next week.
We will.
With some, you know, riveting information.
It will be very riveting. I'm going to try to, I didn't have anything off the interwebs this week to chat about. You know, I really, you know, I'm not on the interwebs as much, right. You know, yeah. being kind of on vacation here, but, I, you know, nothing stood out like the woolly mammoths last week, yeah. but I will see if anything comes to mind. And if it does, I will be sure to bring it to you all.
So
and discuss
thrilled.
It.
Yes.
But until then, thanks for listening. Hope you guys have a wonderful week, and we will talk to you next time. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip.
Right. There now you are.
Now I am here.
Yeah, I was gonna say you weren't coming through the mic, but now you are.
Look at you sitting on that little porch out there.
I am on this little porch off of my little bedroom in the mountains of North Georgia, and you would love it. You would love it.
Well, it sounds like we need to take a trip.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good, not gonna lie. Yep, the view off of this is kind of to the west, and there's a house right across the little gravel road, but then there's big hills, but on the other side where all the decks are, you can see the whole Blue Ridge. Like, it's gorgeous. It's stunning. Wow. So anyway, getting our fix. So anyway, our